We really appreciate the Lord speaking to us last night, and we have a fresh appreciation of who our God is. Our God is holy, and our God is righteous, and our God is glorious. Yes. So we need to know and see this holy nature of our God more. It's like getting to know our Father all over again. Amen. To know who He is, what He wants, what He desires. Because He wants us to be just like Him. And this is really the Lord's mercy to call us. This morning, I just have a point. The point that I'm burdened for is that holiness is a separation of things that are common. And we pray that the Lord could really show us from His word that the Lord is very much desiring us to be separated.
Amen.
Amen. This world that we live in today is full of confusion and misinformation, and everything is mumble jumble. People do not know anymore what is right and what is wrong. So what has been right is now wrong, and what was wrong is now right. And this is terrible. This is very unholy. And the Lord needs to call us and separate us from the things of this world. And even Christians, we are drawn into this confusion. We worship God any way we want. And we serve Him however we like. And we feel that that is acceptable. But that is as common as the Gentiles do, as what the heathens do. And it's definitely not acceptable in the eyes of the Lord. And may the Lord be merciful to us and show us what is it that our holy God desires. There's a couple of verses I want to read to you from Isaiah chapter 5, verses 20 and 21. And we went through these back when we were covering the book of Isaiah. I'll just remind you and read them to you again. It says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and life for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight." Yeah. Woe means judgment is coming. This is a very serious word. People who do this will not be able to get away with it, because one day the Lord will judge. So today it is time for us to stop being wise in our own eyes and smart in our own sight. So it's very important that we see everything from God's point of view, from God's eyes, and to take wisdom from God's sight. So it is important for us to know what is acceptable to Him and what is unacceptable, right? What is holy and what is not holy. Yeah. And we all remember when we were in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. a scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. Because you have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. We can see that our God has a very strong feeling about things. He loves righteousness. Right? He loves holiness. And at the same time, our God of love also has very strong feelings. He hates lawlessness. Right? He hates things that are unholy. So before the end of this age of grace, may the Lord set everything in order so that he can close out this age. And we need to know our God is holy, our God is righteous, and it is he and he alone who decides. Thank you. What is righteous and what is lawless? Not men. Yeah. So it is good for us to know who God is and how God feels and listen to what he says. So how can we find God's thoughts, God's feelings, and God's ways? From the Holy Bible, right? Many of you have one of these, and it says, Holy Bible, yes. It's not just the Bible, right? It's the Holy Bible. You know, in Chinese, the Bible is called 圣经. I like that. It's not just Jing. We're not just here reading any Jing books, yeah, teachings, doctrines. We are here to read 圣经, right? The holy word of God, the holy scripture. Right? It's wonderful when we read this book, we will know and have a sense of how our God feels. And holiness is separation from things that are common. And this separating work starts from Genesis chapter 1. Amen. Yeah. In Genesis chapter 1, God divided light from darkness. This is the first thing that God does. This is a division, a separation. Because our God wants things to be holy. And we all know this verse, and I'll read it to you. And it's in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. It says, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Now it says, no darkness at all. The word of the Lord speaks for itself. It doesn't just say no darkness. It's no darkness at all. Right? Why? Because this is holiness. Holiness is no darkness at all. Yeah. This is God's very being. This is God himself. He is light. Right? And we need to see this. Yeah. And then God divided day from the night. Right? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 4, it says, but you, brethren, are not in darkness. Amen. No darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. By the time we read the end of this book, in the New Jerusalem, there will be no more night. The day is separated from the night. This is God's holy nature. The Lord is really speaking to us about what he wants and what he is like. And then he also divided heaven from earth, right? So in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I'll read to you from verse 47. It says, "The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the dust man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man." Amen. Amen. So here is a contrast of two men. First man, Adam, is of the earth, made of dust. That's why we have to take a shower, because we are made of dust. The second man, Christ, is from heaven. He is not dusty, but he is heavenly. Amen. God wants to separate the earthly man of dust in order that we may bear the image of the heavenly man. This is holiness. This is holiness in action. This is what God desires us to be, right? This is holiness and sanctification. So what is heavenly is separated from what is earthly. What was once earthly has now become heavenly. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So here from Genesis, we can already see what is holiness. Holiness is light that is separated from darkness, day that is separated from night, and heaven that is separated from the earth. This is God's holy nature. And then we continue, as we have seen last night, even before God created the universe, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, it says, "Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love." This matter of holiness is not an afterthought, that after man sinned, okay, the Lord has to do something. Even before he created the heavens and the earth, he already have this matter of holiness in mind, that we were chosen in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy. Yeah. So with this in mind, then God created man. In Genesis 1:26, God said, "Let us make man in our image." Notice it says us, because it's the Trinity. Yeah. According to our likeness. Amen. God wants man to be in his likeness. That is why the Lord says, "Be holy as I am holy." Yeah. We have a wonderful song that says, "Oh, to be like him." It's a really wonderful song. Yeah. We have this saying in America, "Like father, like son." Right. It's very true. Yeah. As long as we know our Heavenly Father, how holy he is, and he desires us to partake of his wonderful, heavenly, holy nature. Yeah. And if we would do so, then we will be like him. Yeah. Sitting among us are many fathers and sons. You know. I haven't seen Otto and Lena for a while. They haven't been in Fountain Valley for a while. So glad to see him. And when I see him, I see very much Stefan and then Emmanuel, right? Like father, like son, yeah. And grandson, that's right. This is how wonderful our father is, yeah. In verse 27, it goes on to say, so God created man in his own image. This is wonderful. In his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Oh, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes. We, of all creatures, are the only ones that is made in God's image. We need to appreciate this. Yeah. This is very special. This is a separation. We are separated from all other creatures that we could be holy. Amen. We could be bearing God's image. And in creation, we have the potential to express God's holy image. Not yet, right? We have all the tools necessary, right? But not yet. But now with Christ coming inside of us to dwell in us, we have the possibility to fulfill that potential. Yeah. So praise the Lord. It is possible for us to be holy. And the Lord wants to help us. Yes. And then it goes on to say, male and female, he created them. Okay. So, male is male, right? Female is female. This is not my term. This is God's word, right? There's a clear separation. It's so obvious. You laugh, huh? As clearly as God created the two with distinct and clear separation, man today wants to redefine what God did and blur this separation. This is unholy. This is very unholy. This is an abomination in the eyes of the Lord. There is nothing neutral about this, okay? This is bringing in God's judgment. And we need to see this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. May the Lord help us. Amen. Not to be mixed up with all the confusion of this world. And we pray for the next generation, the younger ones, that they would not be influenced. Amen. They would be separated. Amen. This work of separation continues in Genesis chapter 12. When God called Abraham, he called Abraham from the Ur of the Chaldeans. This is a call to Abraham to separate him from the idol-worshipping culture. And the people at that time, they were all mixed up with all kinds of idolatry. And so God of glory appeared to Abraham and the Lord's word is very clear and very simple and very loud. He says in Genesis 12:1, get out of your country. Amen. Get out of your country. Amen. Right? The way to holiness, the way to separation is get out. Yeah. Amen. Today we need to hear God's call. Amen. We need to come out. Yeah. If you stay there, you will remain unholy. You'll be mixed up with all the idolatry culture defile, right? You will be judged, yeah, contaminated. So we need to get out, yeah. So as we talked about this last night, was it easy? Was it easy for Abraham to get out? No, there's nothing easy about this. is there pressure? If the holy, righteous, and glorious God calls you, what are you going to do? Say amen, amen. Right? You answer his call. Amen. Yeah, by faith, amen. Right? So the first step to holiness is faith. We got to believe, amen. Right? Are we believers? Amen. Amen. We are believers. Amen. We believe that God will bring us out, amen. Right? Faithful is he who called us, amen. Who also will do it, amen. Right? We need to say amen to the Lord. Yeah. Amen. We need to come out, right? No matter how difficult it may seem, let's not worry about that. Let's let the Lord help us to take care of that. You think the God of glory would just call him and then leave him alone to do everything? No. Right. Amen. And that's in the so-called Old Testament. Yeah. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 6, it says, just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. So by faith, Abraham believed the calling from the holy and the righteous God. Amen. And by faith, Abraham is justified. Right? He was separated. Yeah, so in God's eyes, he is righteous. Amen. Yes. Today, we are the real sons of Abraham. Amen. Amen. We are all believers. May we believe that our holy God will bring us through. Yeah. So we need to ask the Lord to help us. There is a basic principle in the Bible, and that is whatever God demands, he will supply. It is now no longer our natural man trying to do it out of our own natural strength, right? But it is Christ living in us today. So we have Christ as all the offerings that we need, that we may learn to live Christ, right? We take him as our burnt offering. He's obedient to the Father. I'm not obedient to the Father, but he is. We experience him to get out of all the dearth, right? May the Lord help us. May the God of glory continue to appear to us and call us. And God used Moses, as we read in Leviticus, to separate his people from Pharaoh and Egypt. Amen. In Exodus chapter 8, verse 1, the Lord spoke to Moses, go to Pharaoh and say to him, thus says the Lord, let my people go, amen. That they may serve me. Amen. Yeah, the Lord's word is always simple, direct. You don't need much interpretation, translation. Let my people go, right? Whose people? We are God's people. Amen. We need to hear God's call, right? So that we may serve him. Amen. Serve the holy God. Yes. The children of Israel, like us today, we do not belong in Egypt. Slaving for Pharaoh. God wants to separate us from Egypt to make us holy that we may worship and serve the holy God. This is God's call. Was it easy? No, it wasn't. Pharaoh, as we know, resisted with tooth and nail, as we say today. So the Lord had to send one plague, right? Two plagues, three plagues, right? Altogether, 10 plagues to Pharaoh. And even then, Pharaoh was reluctant to let God's people go. Yeah. So eventually, God wins, right? And while the children of Israel was coming out of Egypt, the Lord again had to do another separation, the parting of the Red Sea. Right? What is that for? For holiness, for sanctification, that we are now on the other side. Right? So Exodus, remember, is for holiness. Right? The Lord needs to bring us out. Yeah, as we read this morning in Leviticus, come out of Egypt that we may serve the living God. So, we always ask, is it easy to be holy? No, it's not. That's why in Hebrews it says, pursue holiness, right? Holiness will not just come to you if you sit in the meetings and, I wish it was so. yeah. Osmosis, we're holy. Not so easy. Yeah. And it will not just, you know, fall into your lap. Oh, wow. Look what I have. Holiness. It's like a good paying job, right, Timo? You got to go after it. You got to pursue it. You got to apply it. And even if you get rejected, you apply it again. Interview again. Go after it. How badly do you want holiness? I want it badly, right? Pursue, like Paul. Pursue, forgetting the things which are behind. Going forward, stretching forward. We need to be like this in order to reach the goal. And may the Lord help us. Yeah. Pharaoh and his army are coming after you. Don't turn around. Don't go back. Go forward. Yes. And after they came out, at Mount Sinai, God spoke to Moses again concerning his desire to make Israel his special treasure above all people. Right? We all know this verse. We've read it many times in Fountain Valley. Exodus 19, verses 5 and 6. What does special means? Special means holy. What does treasure means? Treasure means holy. Yeah. What is, you know, above all people? That's holy. Yes. Everything about what God wants us to be is holy. Yes. When I was young, I was always taught in the children's meeting and by the teachers, you are special. And this was drilled into me. I'm different. I'm not the same as all the people in this world, right? I'm a treasure unto the Lord. I'm a separated people unto the Lord. I am not common, right? I belong to Him. Yeah. May the Lord preserve us. Yeah. So many examples. I don't have enough time to go through all the examples. I just wanted to point out one more. And while Moses was on the mountain receiving instructions from the Lord, it was God's desire for all the tribes of the children of Israel to serve him, to be priests, right? But what happened? The children of Israel built a golden calf, an idolatry, It's an abomination in the eyes of the Lord. And then the Lord has to come down. And Moses, and this is Exodus 32, verse 26, Moses stood in the entrance of the camp and said, "Whoever is on the Lord's side, come to me." Amen. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together to him. Amen. Here again, we see God's separating work among his people. All the tribes of Israel, only the tribe of Levi separated themselves from the rest and stood on the Lord's side. Amen. Amen. What for? For the sake of holiness. This is God's call to us today. Are you on the Lord's side? Right? Are you on the side of holiness? You need to come out. Yeah, take the Lord's side. We all today are challenged by the Lord. We need to take a stand. I don't want to remain in the common way. I want to be on the Lord's side. Yes. I'm just have a few more minutes. Of course, later in Ezekiel 44, as we've seen, verse 10, I'll read it to you. "And the Levites who went far from me, when Israel went astray, who strayed away from me after their idols, they shall bear their iniquity." This is Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 10. Yeah. So you see, even the tribe of Levi, even they, after a while, got involved with idolatry. And in verse 13 of the same chapter, Ezekiel 44, "And they shall not come near me to minister me as priests." Because God is holy. He cannot be mixed up with idolatry. "Nor come near me, come near any of my holy things." Yeah, holy things. "Nor into the most holy place. But they shall bear their shame and their abomination which they have committed." Yeah. And then in verse 15, "But the priests, the Levites, the sons of Zadok, who kept charge of my sanctuary, when the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near to me and minister to me, and they shall stand before me to offer to me the fat and the blood, says the Lord God." Amen. Amen. Today, may we be the sons of Zadok. Amen. May we be those who are holy, who are separated from any idolatry, from anything that is unholy. Because our God is holy and he is righteous. Yeah, that we may be a people that is fully separated unto him. Amen. Really appreciate in this conference that the burden of the Lord has brought us to this topic of holiness. Amen. May the Lord raise up many prophets today who will speak for him to carry out this burden. Amen. And may the word of this conference bring us all closer to the goal that God desires for all the churches. Yeah, may the Lord be merciful to us. Amen. Amen.